Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to take a look once again at a London feature, this time the Royal Shakespeare Company. A month or two ago, maybe three, I've lost track of time, we heard from musicals that were done by the National Theatre. Well, now we're going to the Royal Shakespeare Company, who will not be outdone. And of course, one of their musicals is one of the big hits around the world.
And that, of course, is Les Mis, a musical that actually originated in Paris. And we have six musicals on the program today, three American, one French, and two that actually were sort of invented by the Royal Shakespeare Company. We're going to start with Cole Porter's musical Kiss Me, Kate. And this is not a recording I can recommend because the two main leads are atrocious. I won't mention their names, but you don't have to know them anyway. We're going to start with the opening song of Kiss Me, Kate's recording, and that is Another Opening, Another Show. Earlene Bentley leads the company.
Another opening, another show, in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. 1 week will it ever be right? Then out of the hunt is that big first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
Another opening, another show.
From the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of Kiss Me, Kate, you heard the show's opening number, Another Opening, Another Show. Earlene Bentley led the company, and you heard some musical references to another song from the score called We Open in Venice.
We wanted to give you as much of a flavor of the shows as possible, so we're going to listen to the encore, because the entire song would be too long, of Brush Up Your Shakespeare, which of course is performed by two hoods that are menacing one of the performers in the second act. Here we have Emil Wolk and John Barden with the encore to Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. Better mention the Merchant of Venice, when he'll sweep down the flesh you would menace. If her virtue at first she defends well, just remind her that all's well that ends well. And if still she won't give you a bonus, you know what Venus got from Adonis. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Tinks thou,
and they'll all kowtow.
Odds bodkins,
they'll all kowtow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If your girl is a Washington Heights dream, treat the kid to a Midsummer's Night's Dream.
If she then wants an all by herself night, let her rest every 11th or 12th night.
If because of your heat she gets huffy,
simply play on and lay on McDuffie. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
We trow,
and they'll all kowtow.
And how?
And they'll all kowtow.
That was M.L. Wolk and John Barden with the encore to Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
2 years in a row, when the Royal Shakespeare Company had a London home at London's cavernous Barbican Center, The Wizard of Oz was the holiday attraction. Michael and I saw the production both years, and they recorded the cast of the second year for their recording on the TER label. We actually preferred the Dorothy of the first year, who was Imelda Staunton. But this time we have Gillian Bevan as Dorothy. And the first song we have from that recording is The Merry Old Land of Oz. Gillian Bevan is joined by Paul Greenwood, Simon Green, Trevor Peacock, David Glover, and the chorus for The Merry Old Land of Oz.
There's a garden spot, I'm told, where it's never too hot and it's never too cold.
Where you're never too young.
Where you're never too thin or tall.
And you're never, never, never too anything at all.
It's all true.
Oh, we're not too bad and we're not too sane. And we don't compare and we don't complain. All we do is just sit tight. Cause it's awesome, so, so downright. Right.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Here we go!
Ha ha ha! Ho ho ho! And a couple of dollar lads! That's how we laugh a day away in the merry old land of Oz! Biff and biff and chip chip chip! And a couple of laddie dads! That's how the crickets work all day in the merry old land of Oz! Get up at 12 and start to work at 1. Take an hour for lunch and then at 2 we're done.
Jolly good fun!
Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, and a couple of tra-la-las. They tell me laugh a day away in the merry old land of Oz.
Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, ha 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 ha. That's how we laugh a day away.
But first, I'll take you to a place where you can tidy up a little.
Thank you.
That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land of Oz.
We get up at 12 and start to work at 1. Take an hour for lunch and then a 2-inch.
Jolly good fun! Ha ha ha! Ho ho ho! Ha ha ha!
From the Royal Shakespeare Company's recording of The Wizard of Oz, you heard The Merry Old Land of Oz. Gillian Bevan, Paul Greenwood, Simon Green, Trevor Peacock, David Glover, and the company.
Now, the nice thing, as you heard in that, they included many of the verses, introductions, and pieces that had disappeared from this score, including this song. This was a song that was in the original film, but then was cut out. But they've put it in subsequent stage performances, and it's The Jitterbug. Once again, Gillian Bevan, Paul Greenwood, Simon Green, Trevor Peacock, and the company are here to perform it.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from an ordinary bird.
It may be just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around the knees.
I think I see a jitterbug and it's fuzzy and it's furry.
I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I feel a palpitation.
As a man, I got a thirst and I don't like this situation.
Are you gonna stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down, but I think I lost my roarer.
It's a hoosis!
It's a hoosis?
It's a watsis!
It's a watsis!
Who's that?
Who's there?
Who's where?
Beware!
Who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him, eyes around you, keep away from the jitterbug. Buzz. But the bees and the breeze and the bats and the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug.
The jitterbug. Oh, the bees and the breeze and the bats and the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees and the breeze and the bats and the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does.
So just be careful of that rascal. Keep away.
The jitterbug, the jitterbug, the jitterbug.
From the RSC stage production of The Wizard of Oz, that was The Jitterbug, featuring Gillian Bevan, Paul Greenwood, Simon Green, Trevor Peacock, and the chorus.
To celebrate the ending, which is always happy in The Wizard of Oz, we're going to have a reprise of Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. All the people you heard before will be returning, and they'll be joined very briefly by Bill Brown, who was the Wicked Witch.
She's dead. You've killed her.
I didn't mean to kill her. Really, I didn't.
You are now our queen. Hail to Dorothy. The Wicked Witch is dead.
Hail to Dorothy. The Wicked Witch is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the Wicked Witch. Ding dong, the Wicked Witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go below.
The company of The Wizard of Oz, from the Barbican Center production of The Wizard of Oz, sang Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
And as you heard in that, the Wicked Witch was a pantomime dame, and it just didn't work for those of us who expected Margaret Hamilton. Well, let's turn to another one of their hits from 2001, and that was The Secret Garden, the Lucy Simon, Marcia Norman musical. And they did a lovely production that was based on Victorian Valentines. It was a very impressive production. And for the most part, the cast was very good. We'll begin with a song for their Mary Lennox. Here is Natalie Morgan with The Girl I Meant to Be.
Place where I can
From the 2001 RSC production of The Secret Garden, that was Natalie Morgan as Mary Lennox with The Girl I Meant to Be.
Mary Lennox lives in a big dark house inhabited, among other people, by her two uncles, and we find out that both of them were in love with the same woman who is now dead. She was married to one and the other stood by jealously. And that's expressed in a wonderful song called Lily's Eyes. Philip Quast and Christian Patterson sing the song from the RSC, The Secret Garden.
Strangely quiet, I fear the storm simply waits to strike again. Something stirs me to think of her. I think of
strange
her.
This Mary, she wanders in where a man may fear to go. Something stirs me to think of her.
Casts a spell. All night we hear her sighs, and now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that saw him happy long ago, those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can see this girl and miss those days?
She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that closed and left me all alone. Those eyes I fear will never, ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes? In Lily's eyes, a castle, this house seemed to be, and I, her bravest knight, became my lady fair was she.
She has her eyes, she has my Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that love my brother, never me. Those eyes that never saw me, never knew I longed to hold her close, to live at last in Lily.
Imagine me a lover.
I longed for the day she'd turn and see me standing there. Would God had let her stay.
She has her
eyes.
She has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that saw him happy long ago. How can I now forget that once I played in love alive and whole, in Lily's eyes, in Lily's eyes.
Philip Quast and Christian Patterson sang Lily's Eyes.
We'll turn next to one of the songs for an ancillary character, Dickon, who is the brother of the chambermaid Martha, and Dickon is a child of the nature. He's the natural realm, I should say. He knows how to make things grow. He knows how to talk to animals. And he tells Mary that there's a life force in everything, which is basically the theme, one of the many themes that's in this novel and in this musical. It's a wonderful song called Wick. From this London cast, you'll hear Craig Parnell and Natalie Morgan.
When a thing is wick, it has a life about it. Maybe not a life like you and me, but somewhere there's a secret streak of green inside it. Come and let me show you what I mean. When a thing is wick, it has a light around it. Maybe not a light that you can see, but hiding down below, a spark's asleep inside it, waiting for the right time to be seen. You clear away the dead parts so the tender buds can form. Loosen up the earth and let the roots and get warm. Let the roots get warm. When a thing is wick, it has a way of knowing. When it's safe to grow again, you will see. When there's sun and water sweet enough to feed it, it will climb up through the earth, a pale new green. You clear away the dead parts so the tender buds can form. Loosen up the earth and let the roots get warm. Let the roots get warm. Come a mild day, come a warm rain, come a snowdrop, a coming oak, come a lily, come a lilac, come to call, calling all of us to come and see.
About it and comes to work each day like you and me. Will it grow?
It will.
Then have no doubt about it. We'll have the grandest garden ever seen. Oh, Deacon, I want it all to be wick. Would you come and look at it with me?
I'll come every day. Rain or shine if you want me to. All that garden needs is for us to come wick it up.
But, Dickon, what if we save the garden, then Uncle Archie takes it back? Or Colin wants it?
What a miracle that would be, eh? Getting a poor crippled boy out to see his mother's garden.
You give a living thing a little chance to grow. That's how you will know if she is wick, she'll grow. So grow to greet the morning, free from ground below. When a thing is wick, it has a will to grow and grow.
Come a mild day, come a warm rain, come a snowdrop, a coming up. Come a lily, come a lilac, come to call, calling all of us to come, calling all the rest to come, calling all the world.
When a thing is wick and someone cares about it and comes to work each day like you and me, I promise there's a secret streak of green below. And all through the darkest night time, it's waiting for the right time. When a thing is wick, it will grow.
Craig Parnell and Natalie Morgan from the RSC production of The Secret Garden with Wick. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to musicals from the Royal Shakespeare Company on The Dress Circle.
In The Secret Garden, the servants are much nicer than the aristocrats. And another one of the servants who is very nice to Mary Lennox is Martha. Here is a song where Martha encourages Mary not to lose heart. The song is called Hold On, and it's sung by Lindsay Hately and Natalie Morgan.
Colin's going to die, and it's all my fault. I wish I were a ghost.
Oh, no ghost could do what you've done in this house, Mary Lennox. What you've got to do is finish what you have begun. I don't know just how, but it's not over till you've won. When you see the storm is coming, see the lightning part the skies, it's too late to run. There's terror in your eyes. What you do then is remember this old thing you heard me say. It's the storm, not you, that's bound to blow away. Hold on to someone hold on till you get through. Child, oh child, hold on. When you feel your heart is pounding, fear of devil's at your door. There's no place to hide, you're frozen to the floor. What you do then is you force yourself to wake up and you say, it's this dream, not me, that's bound to go away. Hold on, the night will soon be by. Hold on, until there's nothing left to try. Child, hold on, there's angels on their way. Hold on and hear them say, child, oh child. And it doesn't even matter if the danger and the doom come from up above or down below, or just come flying at you from across the room. When you see a man who's raging and he's jealous and he fears that you've walked through walls he's hid behind for years, what you do then is you tell yourself to wait it out and say, it's this day, not me, that's bound to go away. Child, hold on. It's this day, not you, that's bound to go away.
Lindsay Hately and Natalie Morgan presented Hold On from the First Night Records recording of the RSC production of The Secret Garden.
Well, let's go back to 1985 now and the big hit musical that was done by the RSC, and that, of course, is Les Misérables. It was done first, as Ted mentioned, in an arena in Paris. It was a much different show. It was changed, and the creators didn't like it when it came to London until it became a huge hit. Originally, it was not well received. It didn't get good reviews across the board, but audiences flocked to it, and it became a fixture at the Palace Theatre in London. We're going to go to the first Fantine for I Dreamed a Dream, one of the hit songs, and that, of course, was visiting artist Patti LuPone.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind and the world was a song and the song was exciting. There was a time it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be young and unafraid, when dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the time come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart.
Patti LuPone from the original cast recording of Les Mis in London with I Dreamed a Dream.
Michael and I were lucky enough to see, as Jean Valjean in Les Mis, Colm Wilkinson, and we saw him many times because the only matinee on Thursday was Les Mis. His big number in the second act of Les Mis is Bring Him Home. From the first recording of Les Miserables, this one on the First Night label, you heard Colm Wilkinson as Jean Valjean sing Bring Him Home.
We'll go for another hit, the 2011 cast recording of Matilda, a Roald Dahl story that many people thought was negative and nasty, but many people also embraced it. One of the characters is the Trunchbull. She threw the hammer for Britain in the Olympics, and she now runs a children's school with an iron fist. We have Bertie Carvel, who plays Trunchbull, joined by Laurel Ward and the children with The Hammer.
Look at these trophies, see how my trophies gleam in the sunlight, see how they shine. What do you think it took to become English hammer-throwing champion? 1969, do you think in that moment, when my big moment came, that I treated the rules with casual disdain? Well, like hell! As I stepped up to the circle, did I change my plan? What? As I chalked up my palms, did I wave my hands? I did not. As I started my spin, did I look at the view? Did I drift off and dream for a minute or two? Do you think I faltered or amended my rotation? Do you think I altered my intended elevation? As the hammer summer took off, did I change my grunt from the grunt I had practiced for many a month? Not a jot, not a dot, did I stray from the plot? Not a detail of my throw was adjusted or forgotten, not even when the hammer left my hands and sailed up above the stands. Did I let myself go? No, 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 no. If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to make the team, you don't need happiness or self-esteem. You just need to keep your feet inside the line. Sing, children. 2, 3, 4.
If you want to throw the hammer
for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to teach success, you don't use sympathy or tenderness. You have to force the little squits to toe the line. Sing, Jenny! 2, 3, 4!
If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time.
I apply just one simple rule to hammer frame life and school. Life's a ball, so learn to throw it. Find the belly line and tear it. And always keep your feet inside the line. Now get out.
From the original London cast of Matilda, you heard Bertie Carvel, Laurel Ward, and the Children with the Hammer.
It's interesting that the character of Matilda gets only one song, and that's a solo in the second act called Quiet. But Matilda is lucky because she finds a friend in a teacher named Miss Honey, and Miss Honey is the absolute antithesis of Trunchbull. Miss Honey has a song in which she describes Matilda, and the song is called This Little Girl. It's sung from the original cast recording on the RSC label by Laurel Ward.
Stop being pathetic, Jenny. Stop pretending, Jenny, that you are going to march in there and give them a piece of your mind. Leave it alone, Jenny. The more that you try, the more you'll just look like a fool. This is not your problem. You've not got the spine. You are a teacher. Just go back to school. But this little girl, this miracle, she seems not to know that she's special at all. And what sort of teacher would I be if I let this little girl fall through the cracks? I can see this little girl needs somebody strong. Instead, she's found me. Pathetic little me. And another door closes, and yet he's outside.
Laurel Ward sang This Little Girl from Matilda by Tim Minchin.
We have one more song from Matilda, and the family in Matilda, if you've read the book, you know this already, is not very nice. They seem to have an idea of what their lives should be, and Matilda doesn't fit in. One thing for sure is they all love the television, and here are Matilda's father and brother to sing about the telly. We have Paul Kay and Peter Howe.
Somewhere on a show I heard that a picture tells a thousand words. So telly, if you bother to take a look, is the equivalent of like lots of books. All I know I learned from telly, this big beautiful box of facts. If you know a thing already, baby, you can switch the channel over just like that. Endless joy and endless laughter, folks living happily ever after. All you need to make you wise is 23 minutes plus advertisements. Why would we waste our energy turning the pages 1, 2, 3 when we can sit comfortably on our lovely bumper list, watching people singing and talking and doing stuff? All I know I learned from telly, the bigger the telly, the smarter the man. You can tell from my big telly just what a clever fella I am.
Take it away, son. You can't learn that from a stupid book.
All I know I learned from telly, what to think and what to buy. I was pretty smart already,
but now I'm really, really smart, very, very smart.
Endless content, endless channels, endless chat on endless panels. All you need to fill your muffin without
having to really think or nothing.
Why would we waste our energy trying to work out allocees when we can see it happily on our lovely back release, watching slightly famous people talking to really famous people? All I know I learned from telly, the bigger the telly, the smarter man. You can tell from my big telly just what a clever fella I am.
Who the Dickens is Charles Dickens?
Mary Shelley, Cossie, Sam Smelly, Harry Potter, what a rotter. Jane Austen,
in the compost tin.
James Joyce, doesn't sound nice. Ian McEwan, oh, I feel like spewing. William Shakespeare,
William Shakespeare,
Moby Dick.
Easy, Grandma.
All together now! All I know, I learn from telly. The bigger the telly, the smarter the man. You can tell from my big telly what a very clever fella I am.
Thank you very much.
From the musical Matilda, that was Telly, a song about the television set sung by Matilda's father and brother, played here by Paul Kay and Peter Howe.
The Royal Shakespeare's home at Stratford-on-Avon has a theater that seats over 1,000 people, but it also has a smaller theater called the Swan Theater, which seats 461, and that's where our last musical premiered before it moved to London in 1995. The Shakespeare Review is a collection of songs, and the more you know about Shakespeare, the funnier the songs are. We're going to have one song from the Shakespeare Review, and it's called The Music Hall Shakespeare. It features the entire cast of the Shakespeare Review: Susie Blake, Janie Dee, Martin Connor, Christopher Luxcombe, and Malcolm McKee.
Shakespeare wrote a lot of plays, tragedies of olden days, wrote them in a manner far from gay. Often it occurs to me how much brighter they would be written in a music-hally way. Take To Be or Not To Be, Hamlet's famed soliloquy, nowadays the point it seems to miss. But revise the words a bit, put a catchy tune to it, and Hamlet's speech would turn out more like this.
To be or not to be, to be or not to be. If I live, Ophelia, I'm a swig. If I die, I'll be a long time dead. I to be or not to be, that is the question. I'm fairly up a tree. If I die, where shall I go? Even John Bull doesn't know, to be or not to be.
Take another Shakespeare play, very gruesome I must say, in which Shylock plays a leading part. He's the chap, I'm sure you know, who from young Antonio claims a pound of flesh cut near the heart. Anger flashing from his eyes, curse the Christian dog, he cries, I will have my pound of flesh this day. How much nicer it would be if instead of tragedy, Shylock to Antonio did say, character I'll quote from a play that Shakespeare wrote, King Henry VIII, the wicked lord. Half a dozen wives had he, 'cause when with one he couldn't agree, he divorced her and a fresh one got. Hello. Till at last, in righteous wrath, Wolsey cried out, by my troth, that man's a libertine, off with his head. But if that had been a play on the musicals today, Wolsey would have simply winked and said,
hello, 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 it's a different wife again, with different eyes, different nose, different hair, different clothes. Hello, 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 to me it's fairly plain, he's tickled the chin of Anne Boleyn, it's a different wife again. Na, 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 different wife again, different wife again, oi!
From the Shakespeare Review, a 1995 London recording, you heard Susie Blake, Janie Dee, Martin Connor, Christopher Luscombe, and Malcolm McKee present The Music Hall Shakespeare.
Now, we could also have included songs from Privates on Parade, but we didn't think about it in time, so we'll save that for a future show. We hope you enjoyed today's look at the musicals of the Royal Shakespeare Company, and you'll join us next week for more music from Broadway and Hollywood and beyond. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.